Available to promise and order promising. An effective master production schedule, MPS, enables the delivery of products to support customer expectations. Production and inventory control professionals need to be able to evaluate the allocation of resources for customer order promising and order entry. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these terms. Order entry, the process of accepting and translating what a customer wants into an order for the supplier. This can be as simple as creating shipping documents for finished goods in a make-to-stock, MTS, environment, or a more complicated series of activities, including design efforts for make-to-order, MTO, or assemble-to-order, ITO, products. C. Master Schedule, Order Service. Order Promising. The process of committing to a delivery date for a customer order. For make-to-order, MTO, products, this usually involves a check of uncommitted material and availability of capacity, often as represented by the Master Schedule Available to Promise, ITP, SIN, Customer Order Promising C. Available to Promise, ITP, Order Service. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines Available to Promise, ITP, as follows. 1. In operations, the uncommitted portion of a company's inventory and planned production maintained in the master schedule to support customer order promising. The ITP quantity is the uncommitted inventory balance in the first period and is normally calculated for each period in which a master production schedule, MPS, receipt is scheduled. In the first period, ITP includes on-hand inventory less customer orders that are due and overdue. 3 methods of calculation are used: discrete ITP, cumulative ITP with look-ahead, and cumulative ITP without look ahead. 2. In logistics, the quantity of a finished good that is or will be available to commit to a customer order based on the customer's required ship date. To accommodate deliveries on future dates, ITP is usually time-phased to include anticipated purchases or production receipts. C. Cumulative available to promise, discrete available to promise, ITP, ITP. Ignores the forecast and focuses on customer orders only. Is calculated for the first period on the master scheduling grid, is then calculated only for each period in which there is an MPS receipt. Consists of 3 methods of calculation, discrete and 2 types of cumulative. Exhibit 4-116 shows conceptually how the committed portion of the MPS, in the form of actual orders, leaves the uncommitted portion to be promised to customers who have not yet ordered, which is called ITP. Exhibit 4-116. How ITP is uncommitted portion of MPS. The closer one gets to the present, the more the cumulative actual orders displace forecasts or available capacity. This leads us to a few definitions related to inventory availability from the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Available inventory, the on-hand inventory balance minus allocations, reservations, back orders, and, usually, quantities held for quality problems. This is often called beginning available balance. SINs. Beginning available balance, net inventory, on-hand balance. The quantity shown in the inventory records as being physically in stock. In addition to checking inventory levels, if any, sales professionals will be able to view available to promise information in the organization's master schedule. ITP information contains quantities and due dates for which deliveries can be committed. ITP provides a response to a customer order inquiry based on resource availability. Since the S and OP production plan was agreed to by sales and marketing and others, this consensus helps ensure that the MPS reflects what sales and marketing believe they can actually sell, subject to the availability of resources. If the MPS is realistic and achievable, sales can provide reliable delivery lead time quotes. If not, manufacturing and sales will be reacting to a series of emergencies and customer complaints. Exhibit 4-117 revisits the master scheduling grid, now with an available to promise row added to it. Exhibit 4-117. Master scheduling grid with available to promise line added. Source: IPIX Master Planning of Resources, version 3.1. There are 2 primary types of ITP, discrete and cumulative. Cumulative ITP has 2 subtypes. Calculating ITP, discrete and cumulative with / without look ahead. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines discrete available to promise as follows. A method for determining the available to promise, ITP, quantities in the master production schedule, MPS. For the first period, the ITP is the sum of the beginning inventory plus the MPS quantity minus backlog for all periods until the item is master scheduled again. For all other periods, if a quantity has been scheduled for that time period, then the ITP is this quantity minus all customer commitments for this and other periods until another quantity is scheduled in the MPS. For those periods when the quantity scheduled is zero, the ITP is zero, even if deliveries have been promised. The promised customer commitments are accumulated and shown in the period when the item was most recently scheduled. SIN. Incremental Available to Promise. C. Available to Promise, ITP. In the cumulative method, ITP quantities in one period are carried forward to the next. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines cumulative available to promise as follows. A calculation based on the available to promise, ITP, figure in the master production schedule, MPS. Two methods of computing the cumulative ITP are used, with and without look-ahead calculation. The cumulative with look-ahead ITP equals the ITP from the previous period plus the MPS of the period, the backlog of the period, the differences between the backlogs and MPSS of all future periods until, but not to include, the period where point production exceeds the backlogs. The cumulative without look-ahead procedure equals the ITP from the previous period plus the MPS, the backlog and the period being considered. C. Available to promise, ITP. Note how the cumulative ITP method has two subtypes, cumulative ITP with look-ahead and cumulative ITP without look-ahead. This results in three methods. The formula for the first period ITP is the same for all three methods. For discrete ITP, the formula for any period other than period 1 that has an MPS scheduled is as follows, with an example from Exhibit 4-118 below. Exhibit 4-118 shows all three methods for comparison. The 50 units of on-hand inventory minus the customer orders of 19 and 17 units results in 14 units that can be promised to customers in period 1 in all three methods. Exhibit 4-118. Discrete versus cumulative with and without look-ahead. On-hand equals 50 units. Lot size equals 50 units. Safety stock equals 5 units. Note that safety stock does not need to be a consideration in any of the methods. Safety stock affects when an MPS order needs to be placed. For example, an MPS is placed in period 5 to prevent the PIB from going below 5 units. However, for order promising, safety stock is fair game and can be promised to customers since the point of it is to enable sales when a system with no safety stock would have already had a stock out. The basic method for any later period containing an MPS is to start with the MPS and then subtract customer orders. For example, the backlog in the current and all future periods that do not yet contain another MPS. Any other period not containing an MPS gets a zero for ITP. The ITP between those periods will be the same as the last ITP and so does not need to be calculated. There is also an adjustment to borrow from prior period ITP if ITP were to go negative. An example of this is shown shortly. The formula for cumulative ITP with look-ahead is very similar to this, except that the additional rule about how to handle negative ITP is not needed, so it is presented next. The only other difference for cumulative ITP with look-ahead is that it starts with the previous cumulative ITP amount, resulting in a running total. Note how in Exhibit 4-118, if you add the discrete ITP for periods 1 and 3, you get the period 3 cumulative ITP with look-ahead. Cumulative ITP with look-ahead is just a running total of the discrete ITP values. Cumulative ITP without look-ahead also starts with a prior cumulative ITP amount, but it differs in that it considers only customer orders in the current period, not in any future periods before the next MPS. With the without look-ahead method, the availability levels are much higher than the other methods because future orders in MPS periods are not considered. This assumption might be useful only in certain industries. When should orders in future periods before the next MPS be promised to a customer who wants to buy the inventory now rather than the customer who will want it in the future? This might be useful in some industries, such as for perishable goods that are best when very fresh, when customers have a tendency to cancel orders, or when high inventory turnover is a top priority. However, it could result in some future order promises being broken. This is a potential drawback of the without look-ahead method that is avoided in the with look-ahead method. Note that ITP is implemented in enterprise resources planning or other systems may have additional nuances and configurable rules. An example of such a configuration option intended to add some common sense to the system's logic might be a system that also checks inventory in the supply chain. The point of ITP is to not only enable reliable quotations of the volume of units that can be delivered, but also to quote a reliable delivery lead time for any future order date. Calculating ITP given a projected negative ITP. Note that ITP makes an assumption that ITP from prior periods will be consumed by orders that have not come in yet, and so does not treat the ITP from prior periods as an available balance. Here we illustrate an exception to this. Exhibit 4-119 shows an incomplete master schedule for a different product showing a negative value in week 3. Exhibit 4-119. Incomplete ITP calculations on master schedule. The discrete ITP in this example was calculated using the calculation rules for each period as follows. Week 1, 70 units PIB, 48 units of orders equals 22 units ITP. Week 2, 100 units and PS, 66 units of orders equals 34 units ITP. Week 3, 100 units and PS, 57 plus 62 units of orders equals minus 19 units ITP. Week 5, 100 units and PS, 30 plus 0 units of orders equals 70 units ITP. In week 3, actual orders exceed the MPS. Whenever this occurs, we need to apply an additional rule. Reduce the prior ITP by the amount by which the next ITP would be negative, and then add this amount to the negative ITP field so it is no longer negative. This rule is the only time you access ITP from prior periods. Therefore, 19 units are subtracted from the week 2 ITP and added to the week 3 ITP. Exhibit 4-120 shows the results of this rule. The scheduling software would automatically calculate this for the master scheduler. Exhibit 4-120. Completed ITP calculations on master schedule. Now the week 2 and 3 calculations are as follows. Week 2. 100 units and PS, 66 units of orders, 19 units equals 15 units ITP. Week 3. 100 units and PS, 57 plus 62 units of orders, plus 19 units equals 0 units ITP. The prior period ITP is reduced because these actual orders are already committed, and the adjustment shows what is actually left over to be promised. A salesperson wanting to make an order promise to a customer in this scenario would use discrete ITP as follows. If the customer wants immediate shipping, the salesperson can promise up to 22 units of this inventory. Even though the PIB is 70 units, 48 of these are committed to customers who already placed their orders. As soon as an order is entered into the system automatically adjusts the customer orders higher and reduces the ITP. If the customer can wait a week, the salesperson can promise up to 15 additional units to be delivered with this longer lead time. If even more are wanted, the customer would need to accept a lead time of 5 weeks. Alternately, the order could be entered for week 4 since the constrained demand is higher than the current customer orders. However, this will reduce the available to promise levels in prior periods, so this might be one way those 22 plus 15 units are promised. If the order was higher than this sum, it would require a new MPS entry and thus would be subject to master scheduler approval, since it is in the slushy zone and changing the schedule could impact production efficiency. If a new MPS order was placed in week 4, the projected available balance and ITP would also be recalculated. Product delivery by environment. ITP is applied differently to products that are make to stock, assemble to order, and make to order. Make to stock fulfills customer orders using inventory. However, make and assemble to order create production capacity and then satisfy demand using this available capacity. Even make to stock environments will do this to some extent, since orders that exceed available inventory will next look to the MPS to determine what is available to be promised to customers. The distinction is that the MPS is just an anticipated build schedule based on demand in the form of constrained demand and or actual customer orders, adjusted by available inventories and safety stocks, as well as desired inventories and or backlog levels. Because the master schedules for the various items must match the production plan totals, there is some assurance that these priority plans are realistic and achievable. The delivery date or order promise date for MTO and MTS production is often negotiated when the order is processed. Either the customer asks when the order can be shipped or the customer specifies a desired shipment date. ITP provides a response to a customer order inquiry based on resource availability. ITP is used to support product delivery in the following ways: by providing information on valid customer delivery dates, by holding or reserving products for customer order before delivery, by providing warnings on components to prevent overpromising on delivery dates, by providing sales with up-to-date information to manage delivery expectations. For MTS, ITP can be used to establish if the product is available at the time of order, the items can be shipped by the customer's requested date, items are available for a single shipment. For ITO, ITP is used to determine when the order can be promised, based on the specific components that have to be assembled to fulfill the customer request. For MTO, ITP is used to access critical raw materials, components, or capacity before the customer order is promised. Accurate and usable ITP information is critical to customer order promising. Given proper software and mature enough manufacturing planning and control processes, an organization can also promise its available capacity, which is called capable to promise, CTP. Further discussion of CTP is beyond the scope of these materials.